presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look! Up in the sky!
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman! Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice.
And now to our story. As you remember, Jimmy Olsen and Nancy Harmon, missing from the Bartlett logging camp for hours, were found in a cabin deep in the woods, both of them unconscious from a sleeping potion. Father Malone, a strapping Northwoods priest, summoned from the nearest town because of his widespread fame as a minister to the body as well as the soul, has decided that neither Jimmy nor Nancy will suffer any ill effects after the potion has worn off. But in the meantime, while Kent and Father Malone are talking in the camp office, a fire breaks out in one of the loggers' cabins. A roaring inferno in which a helpless man is trapped.
Are you sure there's someone in that cabin?
Yes, Kurt Travers.
Kurt Travers?
He can't get out.
They'll never quench that fire with water, Kent.
I'm afraid not, Father. It's too far gone. Hey, what are you doing?
Taking off my coat. I'm going in for that man.
No, you're not.
I can't leave him there to die like a caged animal.
Father,
let go of me, Kent.
You'll never get through that wall of flame, Father Malone. Now, it's
do it, but I...
Listen to me. You stay here. If the fire shifts, you may be able to get to him through that window. I'll go around to the other side. We'll get him out if it's humanly possible.
All right, Kent. Good luck
with your life. That's not humanly possible, but it is possible for Superman. There's only one difficulty. I can't afford to have anyone see me. No time to worry about that now. I'll have to chance it. Now, this is where the door must be. All right, here it goes. There, I'm inside. I don't think I was seen. Now to find Travers and haul him out.
Great Scott,
this fire hasn't missed an inch of the cabin. Burning like all fury.
Travers! Travers!
Oh, there he is. Doubled up in a corner with the flames playing all around him.
Clothes are on fire.
Beat these flames out with my hands. There. Hope I'm not too late. Poor fellow's heart will be burned. Well, out we go, right through the thick of it. That does it. I came through there so fast, I don't think the flames got to him again. Now to assume Clark Kent's role.
Father Malone!
What is it, kid?
Heavens, you got him out.
Yes, the door collapsed, and there he was. But he's badly burned. We'd better get him to Mr. Harmon's cabin.
Can I help you?
No, I'll carry him. You lead the way.
Let me have that ointment, Dawson.
Nurse?
Yes. Is that saline solution ready, Kent?
I have it right here.
Completely dissolved.
Yes.
Do you know how to fill a hypodermic syringe?
I think so.
You'll find one in my bag, wrapped in sterile gauze. Fill it with the salt solution, but hurry.
All right.
How does it look, Father?
Not too good, Bill. Most of his burns are third degree, and they're bad. Ready with that hypo, Kent?
In a minute. Here it is.
Good. Now, turn his left arm around. Palm up.
I'm up, yeah.
Careful. That's it.
Yeah.
Now, hold it steady.
I got it.
There. Fill the hypo again, Kent.
All right.
How did the fire start, Bill?
Nobody knows. When I left here, I walked over to my cabin. The minute I got inside, I heard someone yell.
It couldn't have flared up like that in less than a minute.
Hypo's ready, Father Malone.
Thank you. Now hold his arm gently.
All right.
It's enough for the time being, Neil. Now all we can do is hope and pray. I've done everything I can, spiritually and physically. Cover him up with that blanket.
All right, Father. There we are. There. Now I'm going out to look at what's left of the cabin. I'll be right back.
We'll come with you, Ken.
Oh, all right.
You say you didn't see any fire when you passed Travers' cabin on the way to your own, Bill?
No, I didn't.
That's impossible.
I told you I didn't see no fire, Kent.
And I tell you it's impossible.
Why, you dirty...
Let it out, both of you.
He can't call me no liar and get away with it. I'll bust him in two. Put your hand up, Kent. You're going to get the thrashing of your life.
I'm ready.
I'll whip the terror to both of you unless you stop this nonsense. And don't think I can't do it.
No man calls me a liar. I don't care who he is.
If that's the worst you ever called, Dawson, you're lucky. Now, come on. And don't try anything, either of you. Now, let's fly with the right course that won me a boxing championship at college. Come on.
I ain't through with him yet. Not by a long shot.
Well, here's what's left of the cabin. Nothing but a few pieces of charred pine and an iron cot.
Fire must have been burning for a good 10 minutes before we heard the logger shout.
I tell you, it wasn't burning when I went by.
Now hold your temper, Bill. I'm inclined to agree with Kent. He couldn't possibly have gotten that far and done so much damage.
Wait a minute. Smell this piece of wood, Father.
Kent. It smells like kerosene.
That's what it is. I may have to apologize, Dawson. If the cabin was saturated with kerosene, it might very well have gone up in less than a minute.
I didn't see no fire.
This piece of wood has kerosene on it, too. That's what happened, Father. Someone spilled kerosene around the cabin and then touched a match to it.
Well, that hardly sounds possible, Kent. Dawson, was Travers alone in the cabin?
Yeah. Preston used to bunk with him, but he was the one who disappeared and then came back to die before he could talk. Travers was afraid he was going to be next. He said so, and Sam Green went. He and Sam worked on the last tree we felled this morning.
Ah, don't talk nonsense, Bill. This isn't any ridiculous legend. This is cold-blooded murder. We'd better get the sheriff. He should have been called in a long time ago. Send one of your men to town, Bill.
Wait a minute. Someone's coming over.
Mr. Dawson.
What is it, Charlie?
The men are all set to hike into Mobile. They say they ain't spending another night here. Thought I'd better tell you.
Wait. Let me talk to them. Where are they, Charlie?
Won't do no good, Father. Hank and Chris swear they saw a guy with wings go into the burning cabin after Kurt Travers. They don't want no part of this camp.
A man with wings? Why, they're out of their minds.
I think I can handle him. You and Dawson go back to the office, Kent, and keep an eye on Travers. All right, Charlie. Now take me over to the
room. I'm sorry I went overboard, Dawson. You won't hold it against me, will you?
Forget it.
Thanks. Well, come on. What do you make of this now, Dawson?
It don't make sense. I'm beginning to feel like the men. White plague or no white plague, I want to get out. I don't like it. Hank Boucher and Chris Dunham say they saw a man with wings go in after Travers. They're no blind fools, Kent. They saw something.
Well, they probably saw me pulling Travers out of the doorway.
Well, maybe.
Oh, Mr. Harmon's up. Hello.
Kent. Kent, what happened? Why is Kurt Travers lying there?
One of the cabins caught fire and burned down. Travers was trapped inside.
Dawson, is that true?
Yes. Did you hear nothing?
Not a sound. I woke up suddenly and walked out here and saw Travers stretched out on the couch. White as a ghost. Is he...
Father Malone tried to save him. We can't be sure yet. Right now he looks... Dawson. He passed away.
How do you know?
No pulse, no respiration. He's gone.
Well, this is ghastly. When will it stop?
What's that puddle near the couch?
Snow melting off Mr. Harmon's shoes. Want me to get Father Malone, Kent?
No, it's too late now. Draw the blanket up.
That makes five, don't it?
Yeah.
Five men murdered.
No. Not murdered. Oh, it can't be.
I'm afraid that's what it is, Mr. Harmon.
Dawson, did you wire Mr. Bartlett? Did you tell him we were closing up?
Haven't had a chance.
Haven't had a...
It don't matter. The men are quitting, all of them.
I don't blame them. I'm going myself. This is too much. Where's Nancy?
She and Jimmy are still sleeping off the effects of the drug. I'll look in on them.
You don't blame me, Bill, do you? You don't blame me for closing the camp?
No, I don't blame you. I've had enough of it myself. That cabin going up in flames was the last straw.
How did it start?
Kerosene.
You mean?
Someone poured kerosene all over it. Someone who wanted to get rid of Kurt Travers.
Jimmy and Nancy are all right.
Where's Father Malone?
Talking to your men, trying to convince them to stay.
No, I don't want him to. Let them go.
Why, Mr. Harmon?
I can't keep them here any longer. Their lives are in danger. Let them go. We've all got to get out. As soon as possible.
Oh, here's Father Malone now.
Well, the men agreed to stay. What's the matter, Kent? Oh, Mr. Harmon's up.
Travers is dead, Father.
No. At least he felt no pain. For that, we give thanks.
Father Malone, I don't want the men to remain in camp. I'm closing it up.
You can't do that, Mr. Harmon. I won't permit it.
What do you mean?
Well, I won't let these men become the victims of stupid, senseless fear. If they leave, it must be with a conviction that human hands wreaked this havoc, that a twisted human brain created this madness. And further, whoever has been responsible for this must be brought to justice.
Well, I've had enough, I tell you. I can't stand any more of it, Kent.
Watch him. Easy there, Mr. Harmon. Here, take my hand. You better sit down.
I'm sorry. Forgive me.
That's all right. We understand. Kent, you and Dawson carry poor Travers into one of the back rooms.
All right,
I've asked all the men to come here. We're going to get to the bottom of this before dawn.
All right, Kent. Take a seat. Easy.
I got it.
You must get a grip on yourself, Mr. Harmon. You can't show the men that you've been affected.
All right, I'll try. I'll do my best.
That's the way to talk.
Father Malone.
Yes, Kent?
I don't think it will be necessary to have the men here.
Well, why not? It's the only way to question everyone at once.
I don't think you'll have to question anyone.
Well, what do you mean?
I know who killed those five loggers. I know who set fire to the cabin. I know who's responsible for everything that's happened. And I can prove it.
Well, Clark Kent certainly seems sure of himself, doesn't he? Do you know who used the legend of the White Plague to cast an evil spell of mystery over the Bartlett logging camp? Then tune in on the next episode of Superman for a startling solution.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.